This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
We begin this concert with one of Strauss's most moving and profound works, Metamorphosen. Written at the twilight of the Second World War, when the composer was in his 80s, it's hard to hear this piece as something other than an elegy, a reaction to the devastation of the war. It grew out of his own reaction to the bombing of the Munich National Theater in 1943, a place he held as a sacred monument to art. And during the last few minutes of the piece, when he's quoting the funeral march from Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, he writes In Memoriam in the score. Whether Strauss meant it as a memorial for the theater, or for Germany, or for humanity in general, is for others to discuss. The piece started its life as a piece for 7 strings and grew to a work for 23 individual strings. I personally love the intimacy and immediacy of the smaller ensemble, and tonight you will hear a reconstructed version for the original septet. Thank you.
Lily Boulanger is a new-to-me composer. It's been so fun to discover her repertoire the past few years. Of course, the sister of Nadia, but she's the most amazing colorist, and this beautiful nocturne is a great example of that. The harp opens with this kind of clock ticking to represent the nocturne as I accompany the violinist. And over the course of the piece, you hear these beautiful chords shift one note at a time to create the most lush harmonies. And then until the end of the piece, it kind of winds down into that nighttime feeling again.
We close the concert with one of my favorite composers, Gabriel Fauré, an enormously influential composer, organist, and professor, teaching Ravel, Enescu, and Boulanger, among others. His brilliant C minor piano quartet, which became a calling card for him, combines his daring harmonies with the structure and romanticism of Brahms.
I used to not love Fauré a lot when I was younger. I always thought it was too much perfume. I didn't quite understand what the beauty was in all this sort of delicacy of color and texture. Fortunately, the older I get, the more I can appreciate also the depth that is inside with his incredibly personal own voice.
Thank you. Thank you. been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.